And it's time now for our weekly feature, Your Life Matters, with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, thanks as always for coming in. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yes, good to have you. So we are focusing on bullying. This month of October is National Bullying Awareness Month. It's a big problem, and we want to let folks know that there is some help. There are some means to get some counseling or some advice, whatever the case may be, if, unfortunately, they might be in a situation where they are getting bullied. And we kind of want to let folks know some of the warning signs or some of the things to look for from the bully, to kind of know, because you mentioned on a previous show, sometimes the target doesn't even realize that they're being bullied, if it's kind of a subtle thing or whatever the case may be. But we've got some tips today to give you something to kind of look out for.
Absolutely. Because, you know, in bullying, there are three types of, there's three categories, roles that people take: the target, the witness, and the bully. And we know that a bully is the one who is doing the negative behaviors, but the target is often somebody who has good social skills, expects other people to behave along the same lines. So they don't necessarily, they think they give people, they cut them some slack. They give them the, you know, a benefit of the doubt until they've kind of built up the bully has pulled up quite a repertoire of negative things against them. The witnesses can see it, but they don't want to get involved. So it's so important because the tension and the misery spreads. When I did my research, you know, there are people who get divorced during these times, that they lose their jobs, they quit their jobs without another one, they get physically ill, they go on disability. In some cases, it's even considerably worse. So what I really think it's important to know is what the behaviors look like, because they're kind of subtle. It's not just they ignored me in the hall one time, or somebody doesn't like your idea, or they're just that they're being quiet. It's any kind of interaction, written, verbal, physical, it could be body language, electronic, that carries a negative message. And it happens a lot. Like, it's not once every now and then, sometimes several times a day, and for a long time, over a period of months. Some of the things that people see are like finger pointing when someone talks to you, or they yell or raise their voice, especially in front of someone else where your reputation could be harmed. Tense or dirty looks, verbal tones where they sound angry, false accusations, sharing personal information. Those kinds of things are really inappropriate, and they build up.
Yeah, and it could be these actions are just targeted at one person, or several, I guess, could be a part of it, but it's probably more along the lines of just that one target, that, and that's probably why they don't really expect it or realize it, because they have the personality traits that you mentioned, maybe a little more forgiving or a little bit more happy-go-lucky and nonchalant about things, and that's, I guess, what makes them a target in some cases, because they're an easy mark, as they say.
Well, yeah, I agree. And, you know, I'm glad that you pointed out, you know, one person or a group of people. It is very difficult, unless the group is united, to go after a group. But what they often do is they'll pick someone like a leader within a group, and if they can knock down that person, they feel like they've got the whole group.
All right, so what happens afterwards? I mean, there comes a point in time, I guess, where the target starts to realize, wow, this is just too much. I'm dealing with these problems, and it's starting to mount, and it's becoming obvious, at least to the target, that there's a problem here. What can they do, and what are some of the suggestions that you have?
Well, I think the very first thing is to make sure that you check yourself. And because usually what people are doing is they're looking for something that they did wrong. And, you know, if you look for something that you did wrong, you can find a million little things that were never wrong but feel like they were wrong. Instead, say, okay, is it really me? And you want to check with people who know you well and would be honest. It's never good to ask somebody who would always tell you yes or always tell you no, but someone who knows you well. Am I doing these things? What do I need to change? If you feel sick when you think about the person who's doing it, if you can't sleep, if you are constantly confused because people are treating you different, you really want to be checking out what's going on in the workplace and being validated from someone else.
And if you feel you need some support, some counseling, Safe Harbor's here to help. How do
Absolutely.
They find out more information?
Then call us at 630-466-8657 or send an email.
Yes, and keep in mind, too, listeners, you can send an email about this, or if you have a specific question that you would like Dr. Beth to answer on a future show, send those emails and put in the subject line WSPY, and then we'll know that it is a actual question for this segment, and we'll try to get that answered on a coming show. Dr. Beth Plachetka, thanks again. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
That's all the time we have for today's show. It is Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Again, find out more online at safeharboril.com. And don't forget to submit your questions. We can hopefully answer one on a future show.